Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Sweet baby, got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby, got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. We're celebrating our 20th anniversary here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm your host. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm the guy who started all this crazy stuff and way back in 1997, and this week, as I warned you earlier, this is going to be just a little extra obnoxious this week because we're celebrating milestones, and I encourage you to celebrate your own milestones, and I always have. It's a big deal when you accomplish another year, and your customers like it. Your employees like it when you celebrate these things. So if in nothing else, just follow my lead on this one. At least Minna knows all about celebrating and taking care of customers and loving them up, and she's our good friend and original founding member of our Braintree. She's been putting up with me for almost 20 years, the founder of Marketing Mentor. She's one of the nationally recognized top experts in marketing. She's our good friend. Elise, welcome back.
Hello, Jim. Happy anniversary.
Thank you, and thank you for being right there for me all these years.
Yeah, it's been fun, actually, to continue with this longevity.
My Wally Bach, one of my earliest Brain Trust members, said he keeps coming back because it's like a train wreck. He just can't stop watching it. So what about the last 20 years? What was going on in your life 20 years ago when we first met?
So the reason this idea came to my mind, two things. One, obviously I was spurred by your anniversary, so that got me thinking. And then simultaneously, the very first magazine I ever pitched an article to, and they accepted it, and that I've been writing for since 1982.
Wow.
Called House Magazine, exactly. And they are actually closing. I'm in the process of writing an article for the final issue.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I asked them to go back and see if they could find my very first article, which took a while, and I couldn't remember it. But yesterday it arrived in
You mean
inbox.
It wasn't in the cloud in 92?
Exactly. So that's one of the things that stayed. If you wanted to find something, you had to go looking in a closet.
Yeah.
But they did find it. And so that kind of got me thinking. And one thing, that just a little side note, is that the story I tell about my business as it relates to How is that they gave me my first of many different things, including my first article and my first speaking gig and my first book, et cetera. But when
they
paid
you for your article, too, didn't they?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think it was $500.
That was back when you could get paid for an article, right?
That's right. I still do, actually. Some people do. Some publications pay. But I realized when I got that article that I hadn't written it alone. At the time, I had a business partner. I, of course, remember my business partner,
right.
But I had forgotten in my story, the story I had constructed in my mind,
right.
That I hadn't done that by myself. I had help. But I had deleted her from my mind, which I thought was kind of interesting and
sinister.
You know, right. So that got me thinking about this. And then a client actually had a weird, crazy client who was writing bad reviews on Yelp and Facebook and really harassing her online.
Wow.
And we were trying to figure out what to do about it. And I thought, this is something that never would have happened.
Would never have happened. Because word of mouth back in those days was if I like you, I'll tell someone. If I don't like you, I'll tell send somebody's. Now we have the internet, and if I like you, I'll tell 1,000 people. If I don't like you, I'll tell 10,000 people.
Right, and you don't stop. I mean,
right.
That's what was kind of.
And it stays out there forever.
Yes, and so that was part of one of the things I wanted to talk about is, what do you think about what people should do about that kind of situation? Because, you know, I mean, there are two sides to the story, obviously, but this is a person who is probably not all that stable and just won't stop writing bad reviews.
Well, see, this is I'm actually, this is part of the book I'm working on right now. This is the ethics, the ethics of digital leverage. Mm. That unhinged person has digital leverage under her fingertip, right? Think about it. You think Facebook, being able to post to Facebook something that might go viral, you think that's not digital leverage? See, so every human has this, that who can push an enter key. And so, no, I think that's exactly right. Now, as far as, are you asking me what she should do about it, what the other person should do about it?
If you have an opinion, I'm looking for them.
Well, you know I don't have any opinions. But but no, it's not an opinion. It's a way, and I'll tell you what else, Elise. When I speak to audiences and I get Q&A at the end, this is the single most often asked question. What do I do about negative reviews? It's on everyone's mind, and here's what I tell them: the best way to think of it is that's a withdrawal from your PR, from your reputation. That bad review is a withdrawal, and the only way to deal with that is to have already made a number of deposits. So think of your reputation out there as a bank account. And so if you got somebody who's happy with you, would you mind going and on Yelp and saying that? And somebody, you know, whatever, build those up. And so that way when somebody complains, they're like one of 10 or one of 20, right?
Right.
And then you can, but then you go and you talk to them and settle them down and say, okay, what have I done to hurt you? What, how can I fix this? How can we be friends?
Right.
Now, if they won't do it, then those are the people that when people read reviews and they see people who are unhinged, when I see that, I say, that person's unhinged. That's not the company.
Mm-hmm.
They usually have a tell. There's some tell about what they say that lets you know that this person's got an axe to grind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But you got to make those deposits. And that's the reason why you got to get them in there ahead of the bad stuff, of the withdrawals. What do you think about that?
I agree with that. It is proportional. And I never thought about whether there's a tell or not, but I do think that people don't necessarily believe every single thing they read,
no.
And especially the, you know, kind of exaggerated, dramatic ones.
How much do you use the stars? How much do you, when you're doing reviews, how much do you use the stars? For efficiency, I use them.
Yeah.
Now, if there's only two reviews, I don't use them. But if there's 43 reviews and it's a 4.1, then, that means something to me.
And do you write reviews?
I wish I did. I don't. I have. I'm not as good at it as I'm not as diligent as I should be. Do you?
Mm-hmm.
You write reviews?
I don't. No.
Yeah. Well, you and I ought to be ashamed of ourselves. Marketing-mentor.com. That's our website, folks. We can talk about some more things that have changed in the last 20 years. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.